This is the Affirm America podcast, where we stand up and speak out, affirming American excellence. Coming to you deep in the heart of the Midwest, located in an undisclosed log cabin on the outskirts of town, your host, Marquis Vandermark.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Affirm America podcast. On this Thursday, we got a beautiful morning here in the Midwest. A little chilly, about 22 degrees, but the sun is coming up on the horizon right now, and there's blue skies out there, and it's looking like a mighty fine day. The greatest nation on God's green earth. Hey, thanks for joining us on the Affirm America podcast, where we affirm America. I'm your host, Marquis Vandermark. Hope you're having a nice day. These are your top five headlines for this first day of December. Let's start off with headline number five. Elon Musk resolves differences with Apple after meetup. From the Wall Street Journal, a potential battle between Apple Incorporated and Twitter Incorporated appears to have been averted after a meeting between Elon Musk and Tim Cook. Mr. Musk, the new owner of Twitter, said he had met with the Apple chief executive in a set of tweets on Wednesday. Elon Musk: good conversation. Among other things, we resolved the misunderstanding about Twitter potentially being removed from the App Store. Tim was clear that Apple never considered doing so. All right, well, that's good news to hear that Apple actually was never even considering that, so it sounds like it's fake news. Could have been some people trying to stir up some controversy. Could have been anybody, the far left. Could have been the CCP. Could have been, who knows, the CIA. I mean, nowadays it's hard to tell who's playing who and who's manipulating who. But anyway, it looks like it's been cleared up and misunderstanding was resolved. So that's always good for free speech and the First Amendment. All right, headline number four. CNN continues slashing jobs. From the Washington Examiner, an all-staff memo was sent to employees at CNN by CEO Chris Licht, indicating that the network has begun the process of layoffs. The memo was tweeted out by the news channel's senior media reporter Oliver Darcy on Wednesday. An all-staff memo was sent to employees at CNN by CEO Chris Licht, indicating that the network had begun the process of layoffs. From Axios, the network faced a messy legal battle following Zucker's departure around the handling of its firing of Chris Cuomo. Warner Brothers Discovery seeks to continue cutting costs at CNN to pay off some of the debt from its merger earlier this year. All right, well, it looks like CNN is doing some house cleaning, which needs to be done. They're not profitable, way too far left. People like Joyless Reid, some of their far-left radicals on there that really have no business to be on public airwaves at all. They're way out there beyond the scope of anything that the Republicans would be accused of. So it looks like CNN is doing some housekeeping, and it's probably well overdue, and hopefully they'll clean it all up and get back more center-right. All right, headline number three. The CCP pledges to resolutely crack down on protesters as protests continue. From the Associated Press, China's ruling Communist Party has vowed to resolutely crack down on infiltration and sabotage activities by hostile forces, following the largest street demonstration in decades by citizens fed up with strict antivirus restrictions. A massive show of force by the security services Wednesday sought to deter further protests. The statement from the Central Political and Legal Affairs Commission released late Tuesday followed protests that broke out over the weekend in Beijing, Shanghai, Guangzhou, and several other cities. While it did not directly address the protests, the statement was a reminder of the party's determination to enforce its rule. The New York Post: the anger that started with protests against China's brutal zero-COVID policies but widened to calls for President Xi Jinping to step down has led to at least 43 protests in 22 cities according to Australia's ASPI think tank. That tally does not yet include those later Tuesday. Okay, well, this is, you know, this is how totalitarian countries operate. When the people protest and they get out of hand, then the totalitarian dictator uses the military to crack down using strong force, violence. They have no problem sending people off to the gulags, executing them in these countries. And we saw this in 1989 with the Tiananmen Square and how bloody that protest ended up after the military came in with the tanks and really just slaughtered the young people that were in the square in Tiananmen Square, if everybody remembers that incident that happened, where that lone citizen standing in front of a tank has been an iconic photograph of the Chinese protests as they seek their freedoms and their liberties. The Biden administration, they kind of came out with a kind of a very tepid, not very strong support of the protesters. Could be a lot of reasons for that. This is probably not going to end like we all hope it would. The military has much more power, much more strength, and the protesters at some point will be put down. That's my fear, unless something extraordinary happens, but most likely that's how it's going to end, unfortunately. All right, headline number two. EU threatens Musk with a European Twitter ban if he does not agree to content regulation. From Reuters, the European Union has threatened Elon Musk's Twitter with a ban unless the billionaire abides by its strict rules on content moderation, setting up a regulatory battle over the future of the social media platform. EU industry chief Thierry Breton made the threat during a video meeting with Musk on Wednesday. From the Financial Times, among the EU's demands is that Musk provides clear criteria on which users are at risk of being banned. Musk has reinstated Donald Trump's account after holding a poll of users on whether the former U.S. president should be allowed to return to the site. Okay, so the first thing that comes to mind is what the heck does the EU have to do with telling Elon Musk what he can and can't do as far as regulations go? Free speech should be open to everyone, regardless of their viewpoint. And it just shows you how far the EU has slid from their free market values, their liberties, their freedoms of speech that the U.S. has promoted to the European Union. And we can see that they have really fallen into the censorship trap and really has been influenced by the far left and even the U.S., even being influenced by the U.S. and how they have clamped down on free speech, especially under the Biden administration and former Democratic leadership. So Elon Musk needs to stand strong, keep his principles intact, and to really fight for these very important liberties that we have of open communication and free speech. That's the most healthy way in which we can make decisions and see all viewpoints and not try to be the thought police or to censor any type of speech in order to get all points of view. All right, headline number one. Elon Musk claims Twitter interfered in the elections. Fox News Twitter owner and CEO Elon Musk on Wednesday acknowledged that prior to his takeover, the obvious reality was that Twitter has interfered in elections through its content moderation policies. Musk's explosive assertion came in response to comments made by Yoel Roth, Twitter's former head of trust and safety, who indicated the social media platform was not safer under the Tesla CEO's leadership. Roth was speaking at a Knight Foundation conference on Tuesday when he explained why he resigned from Twitter, accusing Musk of running the company like a dictator. Elon Musk, the obvious reality, as longtime users know, is that Twitter has failed in trust and safety for a very long time and has interfered in elections. Twitter 2.0 will be far more effective. transparent, and even-handed. Katie Pavlich, Twitter banned any mention of Hunter Biden's laptop from hell in lead-up to the 2020 presidential election. By default, they also censored Joe Biden's deep involvement in shady business dealings with foreign adversaries. Okay, so it looks like Elon Musk bought himself a crime scene, and he's going to start to reveal to the American people all the censorship that we've felt and known about for years, and he's going to expose them, who they are, and we're the only American people. He's going to pull back the curtain. We're going to see exactly how big tech censors, what they were censoring. He's got all the data there. He's going to make it all transparent so we can all see it, lay it out there for everybody to see. And I think we're going to see some people get called in the committee hearings with the Congress, and some heads are going to roll because they're breaking the law with how they censored the election information. This is why there needs to be some new regulations on big tech, that they need to be liable rather than being able to say and do whatever they want to or allow for certain things without any consequences. So this is where we're headed now, I believe, and Elon Musk is leading the way. All right, those are your top five headlines for this Thursday, the first day of December. Thanks for joining us on the Affirm America podcast. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless everybody.
This is the Affirm America podcast with your host, Marquis Vandermark. And let's never forget, America is great, and we affirm it.